steak, two steak, what?
Knives.
Okay. Did you know what I wanted? You're sitting there looking like you're trying to think up something.
I'm not a thinking chair or something.
Maybe I just didn't come through good.
It didn't register for a second.
If all your dishes are dirty and it's almost supper time and you're going to clean these dishes before you fix supper, you'd say you have to do what to the dishes?
Wash the dishes.
All right. And after you've washed them in the soapy water, then you put them in clear water to do what?
And rinse them.
So you would say that she, that's the word. Now put it in the sentence, she blanked the dishes.
She rinsed the dishes.
If she's doing it right now, you'd say she, well, every day she does what to the dishes when she washes them?
Rinses them.
Okay. If you have a rag or a cloth, something made of material that you dry dishes with, what do you call that?
A dish towel.
Anything else you call it?
A dish cloth.
Anything else?
A dish rag.
What do you call that small piece of usually terry cloth that you wash your face with?
Wash cloth.
Anything else?
Wash rag.
What do you call that big piece of terry cloth that you dry with after you wash?
A bath towel.
What do you call the little water pipe that's on your sink that you turn on and off to get water out of? What do you call that?
Call them the spigots or faucets.
Now, does it make any difference if it's outside? What do you call it?
Well, it'd be the same thing. That's the outside spigot and...
Would you call that one a faucet if it were outside?
Mm-hmm. I guess you would.
I mean, is there a difference between it being inside being a faucet?
I don't think there's any difference in that word.
Something that you might have to roll off of a wagon because it'd be so heavy. You'd have to roll it off the wagon on a couple of logs or boards. What would you call that? Something big that you store things in. And it's round. You might buy, a long time ago, you might buy flour in it.
A barrel.
Okay. What do you use when you want to pour water into a narrow mouth bottle? What do you put into the bottle to help
a funnel?
What do you use when you want to make the horses go faster? You hit them with this. What do you do?
A whip.
If you bought some fruit at the store, the grocer might put them in a... What would he put them in?
Paper bag.
And do you know anything else that he might... You might call whatever he gives you to bring it home in? Old-fashioned
paper
words?
Paper bag. Poke.
Okay. Anything else? Alright.
That's all the...
If you had, say, a fairly large amount of sugar and it was packaged, what would it be packaged in?
A bag.
What if it was about 50 pounds of flour?
Well, it could be in a sack or a bag, either one. And the sugar could be also in a...
Could you have, say, poke for that? Would that be a poke, too, or...?
Well, you could.
What's a poke made out of?
Well, there's paper pokes, and there's